Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Every January, there is an event called BroadwayCon.com. And BroadwayCon is actually the Broadway version of things you may have heard of, like Comic-Con, where folks who like a particular subject all get together and hang out. And that's exactly what happens for Broadway fans. It's a smaller group than perhaps Comic-Con, but nevertheless very enthusiastic. And it's been held at the Hilton Hotel the past few years. This year, no exception, China America Radio went to BroadwayCon. And we talked to a couple of the vendors just to kind of give you an idea of who was there and what they were talking about. At the end of the show, we'll give you the website address, and maybe you want to sign up to attend next year if you're a real, true Broadway aficionado. So right now, let's go out on the floor to BroadwayCon. Okay, can you identify yourself?
My name is Stephen Altnell. I'm the artistic director of the Long Island Musical Theater Festival.
And your festival is sort of a school/production combination that comes up in the summertime, right?
Yeah, I describe it as a pre-professional training program. Basically, what it is summer stock in an educational setting. We do two productions in 2 weeks. The first production is a music review that we do with a Broadway guest artist who teaches a masterclass during the day and then performs with the students in the evening. And the second production is a main stage musical, and we perform that with a full professional orchestra.
And you're doing like Godspell and Pippin?
We're doing Godspell with our middle school intensive. It's our first year doing a full 2-week program with the middle schoolers. Mm-hmm. And that's going to occur at the same time as the high school program. Mm-hmm. And that production will be Pippin for the main stage and most likely a Stephen Schwartz review. Broadway guest artists to be determined. Still working on that.
What's the location? What's the venue?
We actually do it at Adelphi University, which is housed in Garden City. It's gorgeous facility. It has multiple performing spaces in one building, and it's a few blocks away from a train station.
And if anybody wants more information, you have a web address?
We do. It's www.limtf.org. LIMTF standing for the Long Island Musical Theater Festival. And they can follow us on Instagram at the LIMTF.
Great. We'll look forward to seeing you this summer.
Thank you so much.
I'm speaking with Leslie. Leslie who?
Hi, Leslie Becker. Hi, how are you, Steve?
I'm great. Leslie, tell me what you do and why you're at BroadwayCon.
Yeah, you bet. So I am a Broadway musical theater performer. I've done 10-plus Broadway shows or major national tours, but I also help other actors get to their goals as well. So I have a program called The Organized Actor, which has been the number one organizational tool for actors for 25 years. We celebrated our big 25th anniversary last year.
So what's the biggest problem? What's the hump that people have to get over the most?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is that I think a lot of young people think, oh, it's just the fun part of performing, and they don't realize that it really is a job. So really 99% of your work as an actor is working at getting work. And so that's what I teach people. I teach people how to make contacts with other people in the industry, how to actually create their business as opposed to just, hey, this is fun and I want to be on stage.
Yeah, because most people's experience, I guess, is from high school.
Yeah.
Where they rehearse for 1 hour a day for like 10
for like
weeks.
10 months or something. In
right,
high
right,
school.
Right. So, how can people connect with you? You have a website, places people can check you out. You have books here, I see.
Absolutely. So, you can go to organizedactor.com. You can also go to my own personal site, which is lesliebecker.com. I'm on all the social media at organizedactor or at the Leslie Becker. So I hope you'll come and find me.
Great. Good luck. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Hi, we're talking to Katie. Katie, tell me about your Broadway cruise. What is this?
Absolutely. So it is the inaugural sailing of the Broadway cruise produced by Six Man, who's the leader in music festivals at sea. We've been doing them for over 20 years. And EBG, who's a really big producer of Broadway shows in the New York area. We're going to have stars like Alan Cumming and Laura Benanti on board, as well as Sierra Bogus, Taylor Lauterman, Norm Lewis, Joe DeLude, Norbert Leo Butts. The list just goes on and on. It's going to be 4 days of activities, panels, Q&As, full showcases, cabarets, full stage production shows, all-day Broadway, unique experiences that you cannot get anywhere else.
Well, let's talk about the cruise. It's coming up in October, right?
Yes.
Tell me, where does it sail from? Where does it go to?
We're sailing from New York City to Bermuda over Columbus Day weekend, October 10 to 14, 2020.
And if anybody wants more information, you have a website.
Yeah, visit us at thebroadwaycruise.com.
And it's open to anybody who wants to go, right?
Yeah, open to anyone who wants to go. You have to be 21 and over to book a cabin, but all ages are welcome.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We're talking with Tim Dolan. Tim is no stranger to China America Radio.
Hello.
You've probably gone through 5 or 10 pairs of shoes, given your Broadway tours.
Yes.
Over the past couple of years since we last talked. How's it going with Broadway up close?
Things are good. Yeah, we've expanded a lot since we last saw you. We added a new interior tour of the oldest Broadway theater, the Hudson Theater, called Hudson Up Close, which just opened this fall. We opened a gift shop in Times Square, so we have our little 60-square-foot gift shop with a 6-foot-tall Broadway sign that goes out with 140 light bulbs of marquee letters every day, which is great.
And that's all you could do?
It's been I know. You're like, my life has turned into light bulbs. And then we're here at BroadwayCon all weekend talking about that. And our newest product, a little thing called the Broadway Passport, which is a little passport that when you buy, you can come to our kiosk every time you see a show and get a stamp on that theater's page. Oh, and cool. You have one little book of every show you've ever seen where you saw it.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. People want to take your tours. What's your season like? What's your high time, low time? How can people contact you?
Yeah, we do tours all year long. When it's cold and they're exterior tours, we give hand warmers in the winter. Complimentary, of course. But otherwise, our big season really is kind of end of March through really end of October. Mm-hmm. We have a pretty good high season that we go pretty close to all year long. And then, of course, we the ebb after the flow a little bit in the winter months, but we still, all year long, tours every single day.
Yeah. Hudson Theater, interesting, because it was a TV studio for a long time. Jack Parr Show.
Tonight Show started there. Price is Right started there. Mm-hmm. Elvis Presley was on the Steve Allen Show there. Barbara Streisand was first recorded on film there when Jack Parr was host of the Tonight Show. And then you have these Broadway connections. The original owner died in the Titanic. His wife, who ends up being the first female theater owner in Broadway history, gets in the last lifeboat and survives the sinking of the Titanic. I mean, the stories are crazy. Tiffany's glass is in the lobby. First time they ever put Tiffany glass on display in a public space. The building, the stories are wild. And it's a chance to spend some time in an empty Broadway theater, which is always a rare moment.
Great. Yeah, sometimes I go to a Broadway show and I can feel the ghosts that are in there, and sometimes just sitting in the empty theater is better than the production.
Sure. Sadly, that is the case sometimes. You hope that's not the case, but yes, sadly, every once in a while you're like, well, at least the theater's beautiful.
Yeah, right. So give us your web address and how people can find you.
Yeah, www.broadwayupclose.com is our website. We have an online store for all of our gift shop merch if you can't stop by in Times Square. And then socially, Instagram at Broadway Up Close, Twitter at Broadway Up Close, and Facebook, Broadway Up Close Walking Tours.
Okay. Do you do any of your tours in different languages?
This past year we actually, we had a sign language interpreter, we had a Japanese group, so we did a Japanese interpreter, and then we've had a couple Croatian groups, so we've had them interpreted there. And so, yeah, while none of my on-site staff, is bilingual, we bring in interpreters, and that seems to work perfectly.
Great.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, Tim. Take
Thank
care.
You.
Enjoy. Break a leg.
Thank you. So good to see you, as always.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Talking with Aaron, and you have a product here that I hadn't seen before. It's a little device that is good for people who use their voice a lot, whether it's for singing or radio announcing or yelling at their kids or whatever. Tell us about your product.
Yeah, sure. So what we have here is, it's called a vocal mist. And what it is, it's a small battery-powered hydration tool for singers or for anybody that uses their voice a lot. So what it does is it creates a cool mist, which is a little bit different than a steamer. Some singers are more familiar with using a steamer as part of their vocal health regimen. But what this does is it creates a mist out of a special type of salt water. So instead of just breathing in regular water, you're breathing in like it's high-end medical grade purified salt water. And the important thing is that the salt water that's used in it matches the concentration of salt in your body's fluids. Mm-hmm. So what that means, the same thing that if you went to a hospital, if you need to be hydrated, they don't hook you up to a bag of water, they hook you up to a bag of saline. That's exactly what we're using here. It's the same stuff. But ours is set up to where it's safe to be inhaled. So FDA approved, like health-wise safe to do that way. What it does is your vocal folds vibrate to make sound. and there's several layers to those vocal folds. So the middle of the vocal fold is a muscle, and it moves it into different positions, but most of the vibration of singing happens on those outside layers of the fold. Those outside layers of the vocal folds are very fluid-like, they're very gelatinous, and they have to be hydrated to vibrate against each other. So that's why you see singers or voice users drinking a lot of water is such an important part of somebody's, you know, ritual to maintain good vocal health.
Well, this little device is for individual use. I've seen a lot of people that have had atomizers in their dressing room that you know, steams up the mirror in the whole room.
Sure.
This is like a one-on-one type thing.
Exactly. It's USB rechargeable, and it's very small, so it fits in your bag. You can take it to sessions. You can take it to gigs. You can use it backstage in your car on the way to the performance, that situation. But the fact is that your vocal folds actually soak up the hydration a lot more than it does steam, a lot more than it does some of these other tips and tricks that singers use to take care of their voices.
Is it a proprietary type of salt water that you purchase, or can you make it yourself? What's the deal?
It's not proprietary, so it's not a special concoction, because it's just salt and water. But the important part is that the concentrations match what your body's doing inside. So even though you could theoretically make it at home, number one, it would be hard to get the numbers right. But number two, it has to be sterile for you to breathe. So the minute it's not sterile, bacteria grows in this fairly quickly. I've actually made my own at home, and within a couple days, it already was no longer safe to breathe. So this, our saline, what we call our hydration formula, it's manufactured in small little portable vials. Mm-hmm. So you use them one at a time. That way you know you're breathing in safe solution.
If people wanted to get more information or to take a look at your product or video or whatever you have, where would they go?
Sure. So you could go to myvocalmist.com. Or if you just go to Google and you search Vocal Mist as one word or two words, I mean, it'll come up. You can find us there. Our website at myvocalmist.com has all the information on the product. It also has videos, user reviews, breaks down kind of the technical science details on why it works, and you're able to see for yourself like how it has impacted people's vocal health so far.
Okay, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So there's a little mini tour of Broadway Con for 2020. If you want more information and perhaps get yourself ready to attend next year's Broadway Con, just go to BroadwayCon.com. As an old Broadway aficionado myself, I always enjoy going to this event. Maybe we'll see you there. Steve Warren here, and that's China America's Spectrum Show for this week.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.